With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Racing Lines, VSiN's Formula One betting show with the English racing expert, Mikhail Miranda. Here is Wes Reynolds.
Welcome into Racing Lines. Wes Reynolds along here with Mikhail Miranda, getting you through the 2022 Formula One season, despite the fact that we have two crown champions. Of course, Max Verstappen won the Drivers' Championship back-to-back years a couple weeks ago in Japan, and last week down at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas for the United States Grand Prix. His team, Red Bull Racing, they wrap up the Constructors' Championship, but we still do have three more races on the Formula One calendar, including this week down Mexico Way in Mexico City Grand Prix at the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez, right in the capital city of Mexico City. So let's wrap up what we saw last week. The placing, of course, Max Verstappen first, Lewis Hamilton and Charles Leclerc wrapped up the podium, Sergio Perez fourth, George Russell fifth, Lando Norris 6th, Sebastian Vettel 7th, Kevin Magnussen 8th, Yuki Tsunoda 9th, and Esteban Ocon in 10th. Those were your points classifications here going forward. So, Mikhail, championship wrapped up, obviously, not only drivers but also constructors, but still a lot to fight for in terms of the positioning, you know, within the championship. I know Charles Leclerc is up 2 points right now on Sergio Perez, who gets a home game this week in Mexico. So there's still competition, at least in the driver standings and also in the constructor standings a little bit down the board.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll start off with constructors because that's the one that has just wrapped up. With the drivers, they can keep fighting, but they're literally only fighting for constructors now for whoever finishes where, because we know next year, again, more technical directives and regulations are going to be introduced, which means, again, we're going to watch people sort of change their cars around. So Ferrari still has quite a substantial lead over Mercedes, 469 compared to Mercedes in 416. So these next couple races will be crucial, because we did see Carlos Sainz crash out last week from the first lap with George Russell. George admitting that he was at fourth there, he should have left the space. But Carlos Sainz did not finish the race, leaving just Charles Leclerc, who had a phenomenal recovery drive. So Ferrari, Mercedes battling for second. Alpine, McLaren fighting for third, fourth position. Alpine at 144, McLaren at 138. It's going to be crucial races for Daniel Ricciardo now, for him to get up there with his driver Lando Norris in order to secure some points to make sure that maybe McLaren can finish above Alpine. But we know that straight line speed is absolutely pushing that Alpine in a rocket. So it's going to be very, very hard coming up for McLaren, but a very crucial season for them as well going forward. Yes, we're down in Mexico City. I'm not gonna lie, I love this track for one reason and one reason only. It is hard to breathe, which means the engines are going to be taking a really big beating here. You're going to see a lot of engines maybe not perform at their peak ability due to the fact that we are here in extremely high altitude. So you will see drivers if training in a different manner just so they'll be able to cope with how thin the air is up there in Mexico City at this track. And I'm not going to lie, I only have one team who I know can do really well at the circuit. They are the Constructors' Champions, Red Bull. Their engine partner last season, this season, sort of in the background now, Honda, work with jet engines which maximize the ability for engines to perform in high altitudes working with jets. So I do see their engines absolutely dominating here. However, I think Max Verstappen might let his teammate Sergio Perez take the win here because it's going to be crucial for Checo to be in his homeland to win a Formula One championship out here. And so I'm going to be looking at Checo to win the Mexico City Grand Prix as the Mexican takes the race over here.
Yeah, you read my mind, Mikhail, because that's exactly where I am going here. Because this eerily reminds me of the early to mid-2000s when Ferrari was the dominant team in Formula One and Michael Schumacher was winning part of his 6 championships. And whoever the number 2 driver was on the team, and sometimes it was Rubens Barrichello, as you well remember, Felipe Massa. These races toward the end when the championships were decided, sometimes this seemed like it was kind of a make good. It's like, let's reward our number 2 driver. And Sergio Perez, to be fair, this is not taking anything away from him. He is the number 2 driver on the Red Bull team, much like Massa and Barrichello were number 2 to Michael Schumacher on Ferrari. So sometimes what the team does is they want to reward that second driver toward the end of the season. It's like, hey, thank you for contributing. Hey, thank you for helping us win this championship. Thank you for being the good soldier on this team. And the team really focuses on trying to get that second driver a win. And I think that that's what they're going to try to do here for Sergio Perez. If you look, Checo, about 4-1, kind of on average, maybe plus 350, somewhere in that range to go ahead and win this race. I think Red Bull is going to want to try to get him a win in his homeland. I mean, that would make Checo's year. And plus, you know, we were talking about, even though the championships are already decided in terms of who is going to win, you look, Checo is at 265 and Charles Leclerc at 267. Look, you never want to be second. I know if you're not first, you're last. That's the old racing term from Talladega Nights. But still, I think that that's going to matter. And I think Red Bull would love to go 1-2 in the championship. And certainly the way to start that would be Checo winning in Mexico City. So that is going to be at least my first bet this week. I'm going to bet Checo at 4-1 to win at Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez in Mexico City.
Absolutely. In Formula E, as they say in Talladega Nights.
Yes.
I'm going to take Sergio Perez as well. Another team to watch out for is their sister team, AlphaTauri, who also have that Honda unit in the back of, the Red Bull powertrain in the back of their car. Because if Red Bull do really well here, I see AlphaTauri doing well. Now, I don't see a top 6 finish for Yuki. Pierre is pushing it a tiny bit, but I would look at the opportunity. So looking at the odds here by DraftKings, Pierre for a top 6 is 14-1. And for Yuki Tsunoda, it is 28-1. I know these seem like long shots, but given where we are racing and the altitude, this is very, very important. So I would really look at them to finish. That's your top 6. Now your top 10 over here is plus 150 for Pierre Gasly and for Yuki Tsunoda plus 300. So if you guys are looking and you put all these bets in, you're looking at plus money all round, no matter pre-flop, before free practice one. And I think, Wes, this is one of the best for our bettors out there, because everything we're going to give out now should be around plus money. Very few ones would be minus money and minus heavy favorites. Would you agree with me, Wes, on this one?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you look down, if you're not betting to win, and obviously Macau and I like Sergio Perez to go ahead and win in his homeland in Mexico, but now that we have three races left in the season, we've been talking about this for the last several episodes. We've been talking about these teams that are going to be switching drivers, or drivers moving to another teams, or drivers retiring, i.e. Sebastian Vettel, who has had three straight top 10 finishes coming in here. These guys are going to want to go hard late in the season, because it's like, I don't care if I take a risk and I tear up equipment here, I'm out of a ride, or I'm going to another team, so I'm going to win to get the best finish I can for myself. So those are bets that I do think you all also want to look at, you know, when you get like into the top 10 with some of these guys a little bit down the board that certainly you don't think are going to contend for the win, but guys that, you know, have a lot of pride, you know, Sebastian Vettel, Daniel Ricciardo, who is going to be out at McLaren at the end of the year. So those are guys you want to focus on. Maybe Mick Schumacher, who is not expected to be back at Haas. So not just for this race in Mexico City, Mikhail, but the next couple races, of course. We do have two more. We have Sao Paulo in Brazil next month, and then we finish it up in Abu Dhabi in late November. So those are the drivers that you might want to look at for top 10 or points classifications.
Absolutely. Daniel Ricciardo and Mick Schumacher are the only two drivers without any confirmation about their drive for next year. So they are going to need to perform at the top of the game. And we know, we said Schumacher again, where we spoke about Michael Schumacher, Mick's dad, driving a Ferrari, who was deemed one of the greatest drivers in Formula 1 history. And I do see that in Mick. When I used to watch him in Formula 2 and Formula 3, you give him a year and he sort of does not do well. But after 1 year in Formula 2, Formula 3, he sort of finds his footing and just goes. But the difference between Formula 2 and 3 is the cars, the bodies, the way they are built, is all the teams have the same body, the same chassis. Moving into Formula 1, now teams are here with a technical directive and they can sculpt how they want their car to look. So we know that Haas hasn't been at the top of the game, but they have made a lot of strides. We've seen Kevin Magnussen pull the most out of this car. We've seen Mick Schumacher at times get into the points. So I have very high hopes for Mick and for Daniel Ricciardo going forward. But this is really important. Stay away from them this weekend, because Haas historically have not done well in high altitude settings. I don't see them performing in the top 10. I do see them finishing somewhere around 15-16. I will give you updates as we go forward. I'll give Wes my bets if I do see something from qualifying, because I don't see them taking any points finishes moving forward.
Yeah, especially not this week, and your point about the altitude is absolutely correct. So, you know, that's just a general rule, but, you know, when you're talking about Haas, they weren't very good here last year. Mazepin finished 18th, Mick Schumacher had to retire. Of course, we're going to be interested to see who is going to get that second Haas seat. Kevin Magnussen looks like he's going to be back, but maybe not Mick Schumacher. Same with Williams. Alex Albon going to be in one of the seats, and we'll see if the American Sargeant is going to be in the other seat or who is going to be in that second Williams seat. But just looking at last year's Mexico City race, Red Bull was 1-3, Verstappen first, Sergio Perez third, Lewis Hamilton right in between them. So, you know, some of the teams that did classify last year, and Mikhail, who you mentioned, Pierre Gasly was fourth last year here with the AlphaTauri, so could see them classify again. So I'm aboard with you on that, and I think Mikhail and I are simpatico here on Sergio Perez, the man from Mexico, make a little history and go ahead and win the Mexico City Grand Prix for 2022. So, Mikhail, do you have any closing thoughts before we wrap up here?
No closing thoughts aside from well done, Red Bull. Well done, Max. This is a well-deserved victory this entire season. Just been in a league of your own. I know you had a fight with Ferrari in the beginning, but you proved why you guys are champions yet again. So I hope this momentum does carry forward and puts Checo in a very, very exciting mood coming into his home Grand Prix. And I'm just excited to see what happens here.
Yeah, I think this is what it's all about this week for Red Bull. Obviously, basking in the glow of winning the Drivers' Championship and the Constructors' Championship last weekend in Austin. This is all about giving your number two. This is all about saying to Checo, thank you for being a good soldier. We're going to get you home. And I think he will be at the top of the podium at the Mexico City Grand Prix this weekend. So for Mikel Miranda, Wes Reynolds here. You've been listening to Racing Lines right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.